today is one of those days where, thankfully, I have some really, really good news. We just learned that prosecutors in the case of Marvin Guy, our organization Grassroots Law, took on Marvin's case. And we just learned that prosecutors have announced that they are no longer going to pursue the death penalty against Marvin. And that removes the most extreme goal they had from the case altogether. There's still a case. We still have a lot more to do, but it is phenomenal news. And I'll tell you what it means that they've removed the death penalty from part of their pursuits. It's good news for the case altogether, and it really shows that the prosecution understands this is a really bad case, and they never should have been pursuing the death penalty to begin with, and I'm glad that they've removed it. Thank all of you for your support of Marvin. Let me unpack and explain exactly what's happened. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
For those of you that may not be familiar with why Marvin Guy is in jail, who Marvin Guy is, let me give you a very quick rundown. All the way in 2014, before Mike Brown was killed, before Eric Garner was killed, long before Breonna Taylor or Ahmaud Arbery or George Floyd were killed, in 2014, a true no-knock raid was held in the middle of the night at the apartment of Marvin Guy. It was a drug raid, and mind you, when they went into the home, there were no drugs and no drug operation in Marvin's home. So they barged into Marvin's home. They used flash grenades, surrounded his home from all sides, which is a very bad idea in a no-knock raid, and began firing. And Marvin, having no idea who he thought was breaking into his apartment, there had been break-ins recently in his neighborhood, starts firing at whoever it is that seems to have broken the window of his bedroom. He doesn't see the people. He just knows somebody's trying to kill him. And in the no-knock raid, a police officer was shot and killed. We don't know if Marvin shot the person or if it was another officer. The whole thing was a terrible, terrible mess for everybody. Right away, they charged Marvin with murder and decided that they were going to pursue the death penalty against Marvin. Which, and I'm trying to divorce my emotions from what I feel about this injustice that's been done to Marvin. It's a terrible case for prosecutors. It's not a first-degree murder case where Marvin knew these were police and wanted to kill police and shot and killed an officer. But the bottom line is, when a black man is charged with shooting and killing a white cop, they're not just going to let him off. And so now for over 8 years, without ever being convicted of a crime, Marvin Guy is still in the local county jail. He's not in prison. He has not been found guilty of anything. They're just keeping him forever and ever and ever. And it's had a tremendous toll on Marvin's physical health, mental health, well-being. No one is supposed to be in any county jail for a year. But to be there for 8 years is a form of punishment, and of cruel and unusual punishment. And yesterday, prosecutors announced that they were removing the death penalty from anything they were pursuing. Our organization, the Grassroots Law Project, we took over Marvin's case now almost 2 years ago and hired Marvin's attorneys, who are brilliant, and them removing the death penalty, which they should have done, in a lot of ways is an admission that they have always overcharged Marvin on this case. And I truly believe that Marvin could be found not guilty in a court and in a trial And we would prefer for them to just drop the charges and release Marvin on time served. Even if there was some kind of plea agreement of some kind, possibly. We just want Marvin to be free and to live the rest of his life out of jail. They've ruined this man's life. They turned his life completely upside down. And we don't want Marvin to serve another day. And so whatever way we have to get him out, we will. But it will very likely go to trial. And we believe we can win at trial. If I was a prosecutor, I would hate this case because I do understand a police officer was killed and they want to hold somebody accountable. But it's not even definitive that Marvin killed this officer. It's not definitive in any way. And even if Marvin did shoot and kill this officer, he truly thought he was protecting himself. He had no idea he was a police officer. He literally might not have done it had he known. But, you know, it is what it is. And if it goes to trial, it goes to trial. But now that they've dropped the death penalty, it's a shot in the arm for Marvin, for his attorneys, for his family. This is the biggest development in the case since he's been arrested. So we're going to keep on pushing. Thank all of you who've participated in our campaign to free Marvin Guy. That is still our goal, but getting them to drop the death penalty is a huge, huge deal. Listen, it is my birthday this weekend, and I think I won't be here tomorrow. My family said they have a surprise for me, but I love and appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for your support. And if you're not yet a member, please, please, please become a member at thenorthstar.com. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone. Momentum.